Welcome to another episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of investigations to celebrate the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. Today's guest is a one-named person. We don't have any of those on campus, Romana. He's from the Department of Mechanical Engineering. And Romana, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Keith.
What is it you're doing over there in your department in sort of original research these days?
Well, I've been involved with the materials and manufacturing issues for power generation systems. And to elaborate on that, energy systems need to have a much more advanced materials in order to promote the efficiency and high temperature tolerability. So we're trying to develop sort of new materials in the form of coatings and nanomaterials so that they can be applied directly for power generation systems in order to elevate the efficiency.
Give us an example of one of the power generation systems. There's
exactly.
Many of them. Nuclear power, wind power, water power.
Absolutely. Since you started with the nuclear power, let me talk about nuclear power. Recently, we've been a part of the Nuclear Security Consortium at University of California, Berkeley. And what we're doing there is we're trying to develop the structural materials which can go for extremely high temperatures with robust mechanical properties, and at the same time can tolerate high flux of neutron irradiation and so forth for next generation nuclear reactor, core reactor design applications.
So, the point of withstanding the radiation is that it doesn't impact their structure and therefore their reliability and their sound physical properties, right?
Exactly. That's right. We're trying to improve the physical properties and mechanical properties of these materials so that they could be integrated into the power generation systems very easily.
Give us an example of the type of material that you're dealing with.
Let me give you an example of the nuclear core material, since we're talking about the nuclear power generation here. So the coatings that been in use in nuclear reactor application is tungsten basal alloys, okay? And the problem with the tungsten basal alloys is it's a very good material, and it has a higher melting point and so forth, but the problem when it comes to the nuclear reactor applications is the tolerance towards high fluxes of nuclear radiation. And people have been trying to alloy the tungsten metal with various elements such as titanium, lanthanum, and so forth. And the new idea that we proposed was alloying tungsten with the yttrium metal so that yttrium stabilizes the grain boundaries so that the grain boundaries will act as sink for nuclear radiation.
That wouldn't impact the structure so much because it's all at the grain, is exactly what you're saying.
Exactly. And we've seen already some fantastic results, and my student traveled to Pacific Northwest National Laboratory and also Berkeley, and he conducted two sets of different experiments. And these experiments clearly telling us that these materials are novel and at the same time can tolerate extremely high nuclear irradiation. And we were able to show at least 4 to 5 orders of magnitude improvement compared to the traditional material.
4 to 5 orders of magnitude.
Exactly.
That's 10,000-fold better.
Exactly.
Well, that's a lot.
That's really a lot, and a series of investigations are still going on, and we're hoping that we'll make much more better progress.
Romana from the Department of Mechanical Engineering, thank you much for being on 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series to celebrate the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. And my name is Keith Pannell.